Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. In 2021, all you need is an open road and a tank of gas to discover where your food comes from and the people who grow it. For the third year, Georgia Farm Bureau is offering its Farm Passport program to live out your love of discovering Georgia, supporting local farmers, and experiencing fresh food. The Georgia Farm Passport is available at county Farm Bureau offices and at the 83 GFB certified farm markets. To find participating farms, visit gfb.ag/farmpassport. Ecuador imported U.S. ag products at a record pace in 2020, but U.S. beef and pork face a number of trade barriers there. U.S. Meat Export Federation Cheyenne McIndaffer says several factors make Ecuador a promising market, including a growing tourism section and its use of the U.S. dollar as the official currency. In 2020, U.S. beef export volume to Ecuador was up 24% from 2019, while value was up 38%. Trade with the U.S. could get more challenging for China. In a unanimous Senate vote last week, Katherine Tai was confirmed as the next U.S. trade representative. According to AgWeb.com, Tai, the first Asian American woman to hold the top USTR spot, has made it clear that she will be tough on China. Supported by more than 100 ag groups, Tai has successfully argued cases against China with big wins in 2007 and 2014. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.